glad to see you here this morning. If you have your Bibles, we're going to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And while we're looking for that, Brother Ed, if you could open us in prayer, please. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to begin in verse number 5. We're looking at a couple of things that Peter wrote concerning the duty of feeding the flock and other things that we need to look at. In our road in this path we're taking, looking at basics, this is our next stop at looking in basics. Verse 5, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. We're to humble ourselves. We need to be servants to others. We're not to be served. In other words, what Peter's talking about here is as we walk through our life, you can be seated, as we walk throughout our daily lives and we are ministering our faith amongst this world, we need to remember that we are there to serve them. Maybe you run across somebody that needs something that only you can give them. God put you there for a reason. Lately, in the past couple of days, I've been talking with a friend of mine that Holly and I went to school with, and she's a very big supporter of Joe Biden. And I really don't want to make this political because this isn't a political concept, but we as Christians need to realize our church is being attacked. Our faith is being attacked right now. And we need to stand fast on our beliefs. We need to stand fast on that rock called Jesus Christ. Because if we don't, and we put our faith in this world, we're going to crumble. You see, something is happening here in the United States that we've watched all over this world. And we thought, oh, it'll never happen. It'll never come to our shores. But the church is being pushed underground. And it's being done at the highest levels. But we still need to walk in that faith. Remember, the Bible says that path is narrow. The road is narrow that leads to heaven. So we're going to encounter these problems, but the nice thing about this and what we need to glory in is we're not in it alone. Verse number 7. So we need to serve others. We need not to be served. We need to quit worrying about what others can do for us. What can we do in this world for others? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Who is the he? God, Jesus. We need to put him first and foremost. Verse number 8, we need to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Tim was asking me, what's your devotion going to be about today? And is it still going to be about basics? Yes, it's going to be about basics. But I told him if there has to be a title on it, the title is Black Ice of Life. If you've ever driven anywhere other than Nevada and really been back east where it snows a lot, you run into a phenomenon called black ice. Black ice is a sheet of ice that is on the roadway, and it's so clear you don't see it. Driving back in the 70s, as a new driver, I was driving, helping my brother and his family move to his new duty station. He was in the Air Force, and we left California in this van packed up with him, his wife, my niece and nephew, the twins, and myself in this big, not a moving van, but a regular Dodge van. And as we were going back, it was my turn to drive, and we got into Tennessee, and as we were driving, it was clear. It had just snowed, so it was cold, and I hit this patch of black ice, and the van just started swerving. And I just praise God, because reflecting back to what I was taught in driver's ed, see, back in the day, we had actual classes called driver's ed, and most people took it just to get out of doing math. Anyways, it taught us how to drive, and it taught us defensive driving. Had I not learned how to turn the wheel and manipulate those wheels to keep that van straight and on the road, it might have wound up something different. Well, life is a lot like that. You see, when we become blood-bought, born-again children of God, He gives us an instruction manual. Basic instructions before leaving earth. I've heard it said many times, well, life doesn't come with an instruction manual. I say life does come with an instruction manual. You just have to put your pride behind you, get rid of the I can do it all, and rely on the book. And then get on your knees and ask God to reveal what it is He showed you. So, this verse number 8, we need to be sober, we need to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, is wandering like a lion, all right? If you've ever watched a lion in a zoo, they do this number, constantly pacing back and forth. And you watch it on the videos all the time, the funniest home videos, you'll see that lion with the little kid walking in front of the glass. And that lion is following that child. Why? Because he sees food. He wants to devour that child. Satan is doing the same thing. Satan is wandering through seeking who he's going to catch unaware. You see, we're going through some bad times here in the United States. The church is being attacked. As a matter of fact, Dr. Fauci, being reappointed in the White House, has stated and put it out publicly 5 places that you need if you don't want to get COVID. Number 1, meeting indoors in groups, with churches being the top of the list. Tell me that Satan doesn't want the church wiped off the face of this earth. You see, we've got a very real enemy here. And anyone that stands in this world stands against Christ, making him an enemy of God. And sad to say, there are some Christians that truly believe that the powers that be are there to help us. But they're not watching. They're not looking at the whole picture. So we need to be sober. We need to be vigilant. We need to watch. Had I been driving down there and not been paying attention, I would have rolled that van into a ditch, and who knows how long it would have been before someone came and helped us. You see, we have to be aware. We got to watch what we're doing. Verse number 9, whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Understand, there may be Christians that have backslidden and come away from God. This pandemic has taken people out of the church. You see, they're saying at least 30%, I believe it's now up to 40, 45% of all churchgoers have left the church because of this pandemic. And sad reality is, if the pandemic was all of a sudden gone, those 45% would still stay home. Because the world, we have a lot of churches that are catering to what the world wants. Well, we want to see it online. Okay, so let's broadcast online. We don't want to have to go to church to give our money. Yes, we can take technology and use it for God. But ultimately, what's it doing? That's what we need to look at as Christians. And God, praise God, I pray that God blesses all people that show up each Sunday morning and each Wednesday night. But we're watching numbers dwindle. And it's not about numbers, Brother Bill. You're absolutely right. It's not about the numbers. What it is about, God said that there would be tares. And God would take care of the tares and pull them out. I also remember the verse, they went out from us because they were not part of us. How many people, this young lady that I spoke about just a few moments ago, she went to college with us, and she was always. But in the past few months, in the past year, we found that she's getting angrier and angrier. She's letting her situation, her past, she's letting infiltrate into her spiritual life. And she's forgotten that her rest, her strong fort, her refuge is in the arms of Christ. That all of her past, all the problems that she went through in the past that caused the problems she's going through now, all she's got to do is get back to God and put Jesus first again. There's strength in his arms. That's what this verse, number 9, is saying. God is steadfast. His faith is steadfast, knowing that all of our brethren, you know what? You're not alone going through this stuff. Everybody in this building, everybody out there on those streets, everybody in this world is going through the same afflictions. Maybe the situation may be different, but the affliction is still the same. It's called Satan. And we need to stand against him. We need to quit looking to man. We need to look to God as our stronghold. Knowing the same afflictions are afflicted your brethren that are in the world. But verse number 10. Praise God for verse number 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you. Isn't that great? Isn't it great to know that if you endure but that little time, if you just run the race according to God's plan and just put him first, every army troop movement, everything that happens, they have a point man. That point man for us is Jesus Christ. If you don't put Jesus Christ first and you don't watch and look for the devil, who is like that lion seeking who him can devour, your spiritual life is going to go. You're not going to lose your salvation. You're just going to lose your fellowship with God. But understand this. Here's the great news. And I'm going to close with this. Great news is all you've got to do, humble yourself. Say, Lord, I messed up. Drop to your knees and say, God, forgive me. Because every time I put my fingers in it, I mess things up. God, I should have listened to you in the first place. I should have trusted you in the first place. I should have let you work my faith. Because after all, God allows us to go through those troubles to strengthen us and to strengthen our faith. That's why God allows us to go do what we got to do. That's why God gives us a free choice. Because he knows we're hard-headed. He knows we have to think. He knows we have to see for ourselves sometime because we're stubborn. So praise God. He is on his throne today. Praise God. He's never left it. He was there from eternity past. He's going to be there eternity future. And he's here with us today. Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am also. So let's give glory to God today. Let's worship him today. And let's go through today and the rest of this week knowing all we need to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above all other names, by which we can be saved and by which we will make it through life.